This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Protesters continue to push for the removal of Confederate monuments across Texas. But it's not just statues that are stamped with that chapter of history. Texas counties, and even a state university, bear Confederate names.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, Sully's statue has got to go!
So mercy's horns up, sharp! Hey!
On the campus of Texas A&M University, chanting protesters and counter-protesters clashed over the 102-year-old statue of Lawrence Sullivan Ross, also known as Sully. Ross was the 19th governor of Texas and a president of A&M. He was also a general of the Confederate Army. Some Aggie students and alums demanded the statue come down, while others said no way. As of now, the statue still stands. This Sully schism swelled after a white Minneapolis police officer killed George Floyd, an unarmed black man.
Black Lives Matter! 500 miles away,
in far west rural Texas, hundreds marched for Black Lives Matter. The town of Alpine, population 6,000, is home to Sol Ross State University.
It would take an act of the legislature to change it.
That's Pete Gallego, brand new president of Sol Ross State University. And he should know, because he's a former congressman and state legislator.
There's nothing that I or anyone else can do locally that would have any impact on the name of this university.
Gallego says while most everyone on campus knows Ross's history, he's heard no one demand a name change. The school is considering renaming some buildings to recognize the university's first black and Latino graduates. Southern Methodist University history professor Ariel Ron says there is a precedent for changing school names.
During the American Revolution, they toppled the statue of King George in New York. They renamed King's College Columbia University. And that's an American thing to do. It's a thing that's done around the world.
In the case of Ross, historians say any change is complex because of his Confederate involvement and his career in public service and education. Greg Cantrell, history professor at Texas Christian University, applies this test.
Is the person remembered primarily because of their defense of slavery, their service to the Confederacy, or anything else sort of relating to racism?
Paul Quinn College Associate Professor Irvin James saw the Ross statue all the time while attending A&M. He knew Ross had run the school. Now he knows the Confederate story.
He was much more to Texas A&M than a Confederate soldier, right? President, governor, very integral part of building up the university there. So there is ample reason to take either side.
James would keep the statue, but might consider moving it. TCU Professor Cantrell would keep the statue too.
But also inform readers that, you know, by our modern standards, there were some things in his military career that we don't necessarily endorse.
Cantrell would endorse the same approach to names. Sol Ross State University sits in Brewster County, which borders Terrell and Jeff Davis counties. Henry Brewster and Alexander Terrell were Confederate Army generals. Davis led the Confederate States. At least 24 other Texas counties, including Hood, were named for Confederate leaders.
John Bell Hood is really remembered for, you know, being the commanding officer of Hood's Texas Brigade in the Confederate Army. And I think it would be entirely appropriate to rename that county.
But changing a county's name would be up to state lawmakers. And Cantrell says he's not holding his breath. I'm Bill Zeeble.